I didn't ask anybody if I needed a wireless mic because I like to walk back and forth. Is it okay to just?
We've got one. We can try it.
Try it without it? Or I can just stay closer. I'll just do that. How about that for this time? I have a few things to say real briefly, and I know that's difficult for preachers to be brief, but we are glad to be here. And I know that this day, for some people, seemed like it would never get here because of the time that's been involved since we first were introduced here. But for those people that we love that we left behind, they thought it came too quickly. We have spent 6+ years there with those people, and we love them, and they love us, and we've had some tearful times. So we're glad, though, to be here to start this new part of our journey in life, and we're looking forward to making these friends here like we have in other places. Normally I would have a PowerPoint, but today I'm not, and you'll know why in just a moment. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You're the salt of the earth. And if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, he shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, when thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled unto thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. For I say unto you, you shall in no wise come out thence, till you have paid the othermost farthing. You've heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said that whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto thee, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Again, you have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto thee, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thine head, for thou canst not make one hair white nor black. But let your communication be yea, yea, and nay, nay, for anything more than this cometh of evil. You've heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, resist ye not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, thou shalt turn to him the other also. And if any man shall sue thee at the law to take thy coat, thou shalt give him thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, thou shalt go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn now not away. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, shall love your enemies. Bless them who curse you, and do good unto them who hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, who maketh his sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth forth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them that love ye, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute the brethren only, what more do you than others? Do not even the publicans so? But be ye perfect, as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Take heed that thou doest not thine alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise thou shalt have no reward of thy Father, which is in heaven. But when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may receive the glory of men. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And the Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou shut the door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they be heard for their much speaking. Be thou not like them. For your Father knoweth the things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou may appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in heaven. And he that seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, neither do thieves break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. And if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy body shall be full of darkness. And if the light that is in thy body be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And why take you thought for your life? What you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or for the body what you shall wear? For is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet the heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed such as one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe thee, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought asking, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow, but let the morrow take thought for the things of itself. And sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judged, it shall be judged unto you. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured unto you again. Or why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, and considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, nor cast your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For he that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and unto him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there, whom if his son ask him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask for a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good things unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. For strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, who shall come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, or figs from thistles? Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but every corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And in that day many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name do many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, will I liken unto the wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it stood firm, for it was built upon the rock. But whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, will I liken to the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. There are those who would tell you that that was the greatest sermon that's ever been preached. I would tell you that I believe that, but not because I'm preaching it to you this morning. For I am just an earthen vessel to deliver God's word. But the man who preached that sermon was worthy to preach all these things. You know, they said of him when he was finished that they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught as one having authority and not as one of the scribes, because he had authority. He was and is the Son of God, the one of whom God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The one the Scriptures teach that he came from heaven. He came to live among us and to put on a body of flesh and blood like we have, and was subject to the temptations just as we are. Yet he never sinned, unlike each of us who have all sinned. For we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but not him. He came and did not sin, and therefore he became the worthy sacrifice for the sins of believers, but also for the sins of unbelievers. For he died not just for a select few, but for all the world. Jesus is the propitiation for the sins of all the world, of all the time. But the Father has graciously made him available to us to be the propitiation for each one of us. Every person assembled together in this auditorium and other places right now throughout the world that are assembled together to worship God and would commemorate the death, burial, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ with the Lord's Supper. And we think about His resurrection from the grave and what that means for us. And that was an integral part of what those inspired men preached in the first century, beginning in Acts chapter 2 and going forward. And they all talked about His death, burial, and resurrection and the fact that they had witnessed the resurrected Christ. And that's available still today for us. We have that testimony of all those men. And the instruction that God has provided us through them in our Bibles, in the new pages of our New Testament, by which we can become God's children, by which we can know how to serve Him as we should, to worship Him in spirit and in truth, to walk in the light as He is in the light, that we might continue to receive the forgiveness of our sins, that we would let our light so shine among men that they would see our good works and God would get the glory, not us. Our Father and His beloved Son are where all the glory and honor and praise is due, and not to us as men. For Jesus taught in Luke chapter 17 that even when we do everything that's been commanded of us, that we should only consider ourselves as unprofitable servants, because we're not worthy. We're not worthy for Him to die for us. We're not worthy for that blood to be shed to wash away our sins. But God loves us so much that He gave us His Son to come and reveal God's love to us, to preach this sermon we call the Sermon on the Mount, in which He covered various aspects of man's relationship to God and man's relationship to man. And that Jesus summed it all up in Matthew 22, that if we love God with everything we have and love our neighbor as ourselves, that we will be fulfilling all that was in the law and the prophets. And so each time that we come before an assembly to preach the word, it's to bring to your remembrance that which God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And that which He has done for us in giving His life on the cross for us, that we might have an opportunity to be with them in eternity. So we want to offer you that opportunity this morning. We want you to know that God has said through the Holy Spirit and the inspired men and the things that they've written for us, that He expects that we would believe in Him, Hebrews 11:6. That He expects we would believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, John 8:24. That we should know and understand that we have a need to do that which John the Baptist and Jesus both preached in anticipation of the coming kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Acts 3:19. And that we are expected to not be ashamed of Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And then we have to understand that we have to submit ourselves to baptism, to being immersed in water for the remission of our sins, Acts 2:38. Acts 22:16, calling on the name of the Lord. That when we are willing to do that, because God has commanded it for us, and we're willing to submit to that, that He then is gracious enough to use that blood of Jesus Christ and to wash away every sin we've committed in the past, and thus be born again and be one of His children. If you're here this morning and you're not one of His children, we want to offer you that opportunity today to do that, to take advantage of this invitation. Or maybe you've obeyed the gospel in the past, but as of right now, there's something in the world separating you from God. Worldliness, lust, a desire for riches instead of spiritual riches. Or maybe you're just not faithful in your service to God. I don't know you. You know you. But I want to offer that opportunity for anybody that might be here this morning that needs to get their lives right with God. Won't you take advantage of this opportunity and come forward right now as we stand and sing our song of encouragement?